But up in the International Ballroom are Steve Cochran and Dave Ennett.
Go ahead.
Take you through the opening ceremonies for this, the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention. Gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Great, Steve. We've got the standing room here in the International Ballroom.
It's not,
I'm glad we were able to find some real estate as we get ready
black,
here to describe the opening ceremonies.
A lot of black, a lot of red. Give me a little more boost in those headphones, will you?
We will get this cranked up here in just a few moments. We will do our best to describe the action on the videos as time goes on. Because it is largely, Dave, as you know, a video presentation. But I thought our award-winning presentation a couple of years ago, where we described the action. Remember we got a Peabody and a Pulitzer?
Yeah. I don't know. I never got the word on that.
We got a lot of awards that started with P. And we'll spell it out for you, for those of you stuck in traffic on a Friday afternoon, for your beloved Blackhawks. But as we talked about this morning, almost 12 hours ago now, it's 90 degrees, it's a summer Friday night in Chicago, and we have thousands and thousands of Blackhawk fans indoors talking hockey. Pretty cool.
And everybody's wearing their Blackhawk sweaters. I see a Kane 88, I see a Keith at number 2, another Kane, a Seabrook.
I have to tell you, I've got my Blackhawk Speedo on.
Well, as usual.
Yes, that's a Coach Q. Have you ever seen the Coach Q sweater? I'm pointing it out center up here. It's literally a giant Q with a coach name on it, and they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, you see a little of everything in here, and I think Anna mentioned it earlier, a lot of sod and sharp jerseys that people have taken out of storage.
I almost didn't get in here because everybody was saying, Patrick Sharp! And no, it's Steve.
But this is one of the great traditions of this event every year. You and I have been to this every summer, the 10th annual convention. The opening ceremonies are always a highlight, and we always kind of guess as far as who's going to get the biggest cheer, and I think we all agreed this morning that certainly he's going to get a huge reception.
Now, Troy Murray, who did a couple hours with us this morning, says it's Kane and Taves.
Well, that was me.
Oh,
I think
you.
He agreed with you
he
on Sharpie.
That's yeah. Right. Well, you know, it was early. I wasn't up yet.
But
the media coverage of this is phenomenal as well. We got a bank of not just local television. We got the NHL Network here. We've got Canadian TV here because all things hockey matter. Our friend Pat Boyle from CSN is in the front of the room, and he's doing a little TV now. So we got it covered. We got it covered coming and going.
Well, I just don't think there are too many events of this magnitude. There isn't another one, certainly in the National Hockey League, that packs this kind of a punch. This ballroom is awaiting now in anticipation. Eddie Olczyk will be the master of ceremonies, as per usual. We'll hear Jim Cornelissen sing the national anthem.
If you've ever been to a major rock concert, raise your hand, that's all of you. There is an entranceway with a tunnel that'll blow red, black, and white smoke as the personnel, management, players all walk the ramp through the adoring crowd, low-fiving everyone on the way to their seats.
This was a twist that the Blackhawks added a few years ago to have the guys walk right through the crowd on a catwalk.
Right.
They used to just be introduced on stage, but now they really are amongst the fans here, and it's always a really cool moment. And it's got to be an overwhelming moment, Steve, for some of the young guys, like Alex DeBrincat, who's going to be going through this for the first time. What's he going to think?
Well, Connor Murphy, right? We were talking to him
right?
This morning, just gets here from Arizona. And Connor Murphy has never seen anything like this. I don't care how big a hockey fan you are in Arizona, you're not going to fill a ballroom in Phoenix with hockey fans in July.
No question about it. A lot of sessions planned over the weekends.
Yeah, what's yours tomorrow?
It's called Behind the Bench, and it's at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with the coaching staff, with Coach Joel Quenneville, his assistant coaches, and it's a one-hour discussion looking back on last season, looking ahead to next season, talk about the new guys, talk about what their plans are for this team, who might have impressed them among the young guys at prospect camp this week. So plenty to talk about with Coach Q and his staff tomorrow. There's some other good ones. I know that I think Pat Boyle's doing a session with Sod and Sharp. Welcome back, the old guys.
Right.
Now, if you can call Brandon Sod an old guy.
Yeah, but, 24.
Yeah.
But he does seem like he's played a little longer than that, doesn't he?
We were
talking about that before.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that he's still, at this age, has accomplished so much at this level, and now he has a chance to rejoin his old team.
You know, when you're talking to the coaches tomorrow, a couple things I think you got to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
The timeout. Brian Campbell, the newly retired Blackhawks suit, Brian Campbell. Brian Campbell told me a long time ago, he said, the key for a veteran player is to look like you're paying attention. He said, because it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's a timeout. It's loud. But when you get in close, he said, you look up occasionally and you look like you're hanging on every word. But it's usually the assistant coach, right, who's got the dry erase board.
Yep.
And he's diagramming a play. Now, in basketball, what do we know? In basketball, we know they're telling you who's going to get the ball, who they want to take the shot. Doesn't always work out that way.
Right.
But what do they do in hockey? Is it the guy that's going to get the puck? Is it the guy you'd like to take the shot?
And you probably have a couple of options. Right?
Are there set plays? These are the things that the public demands.
Yeah, no, I think we'll talk to the coaches about that tomorrow. We mentioned Sharp and Sot and, of course, Connor Murphy, who came over in the Jarmerson deal from Arizona. Some other players that...
He's another guy, 24 years old.
Yeah, yep, young guy with size and physicality.
Yeah.
And as Stan Bowman has said, good leadership qualities.
And a lot of people have, again, not just to bring back all the confusion, but they say I have a lot of size and physicality.
Yes.
I'm not sure it's a compliment.
No, it's meant only complimentary. Let's see. Who else do we have coming up tomorrow or today who we'll be seeing and hearing from over the weekend? A lot of these guys have been through this before, but there are some young players. Not as many totally new faces among the youngsters, because a lot of these guys played last year, Steve. Guys like Nick Schmaltz, Vinny Hinostroza, Ryan Hartman became a regular last year. So Blackhawks fans have become accustomed to these guys now, but they've also become accustomed, I think, to change, to seeing some new guys every year at the convention. Duncan Keith, by the way, who's usually here, not here this year.
This is usually an awkward week for him because it's a big weekend for his to hang with his kiddos.
Yep.
But amongst the vets, fans always want to know who are the old guys coming in. Mark Bell, Sheldon Brookbank, Adam Burrish, Kyle Calder, Brian Campbell is here, Daniel Carcillo, Eric Daze, Ben Eager, Colin Fraser, Greg Gilbert, Stu Grimson, Cliff Coral, Jamal Mayers, Grant Mulvey, that's Bill Left's best friend, Eric Nestorenko, Bernie Nichols, Jack O'Callaghan. I mean, it's a list. It goes on and on. The old man John Scott's even here.
How about that?
And obviously the regular ambassadors, Tony Esposito, Dennis Savard, and Bobby Hall.
Was it just 2 years ago that John Scott was MVP of the All-Star game?
He was. Yeah, it absolutely was.
But he's back. And it's going to be a little weird for Brian Campbell, I would think, being introduced as a Blackhawks alumnus here today.
An executive.
Yeah, well, now an executive. That's right. Well, certainly in the front office.
And, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't say hi to Stan Mikita's family.
Yep.
Because if it's Blackhawks, you should be thinking about Stan and thinking about his family. Stan, of course, would love to be out here with everybody and his family as well. But he's always a Blackhawk, and we're always thinking about him.
Always a mainstay of the convention, too, up until the last few years. But Bobby Hull is here. Haven't seen Robert yet today. Dennis Savard. And, of course, Tony Esposito, saw him upstairs. Looks great, as always. The ambassadors.
And Savvy does the spinorama as he comes out on the catwalk. So, again, if you're stuck in traffic, imagine that move.
Yeah, that will be something to watch.
All right,
there go the lights. The crowd erupts in a cheer. And in just a moment, we will send it to the podium. The Blackhawks logo in lights above the video screen at the front of the ballroom. We'll be turning things over here momentarily to Eddie Olczyk. You're listening to live coverage of the 2017 Blackhawks Convention on the home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN. It's room is shaking, Steve.
Don't be afraid, Dave. I'm here for you. Nobody does video presentations like the Blackhawks and giant video screens around the ballroom now lighting up with highlights and also a little rock and roll concert extravaganza. Players' faces popping up now. This is the type of thing, Dave, that you and I couldn't put together in school when we had our science fair, you know?
No. But you know what? Our kids probably figure it out these days. This is somewhat akin to what you see on the ice before the Blackhawks take the ice at the United Center, to the extent that they could do it in a hotel ballroom. Pretty remarkable. Blackhawks championship banners.
We'd like to hang another one, wouldn't we?
I think that would be a great idea. One of the players' names being shown. Nice to see Sharp's name back up there among them. And I think we are ready to get underway. And here Eddie, is Eddie Olczyk.
Eddie making his way to the mic.
Oh, wait. The Blackhawks management team, first of all, taking their seats on the stage. Rocky Wirtz, John McDonough, Jay Blunk. They're all having a seat. And here is Eddie Olczyk.
Hello, Blackhawk fans. The 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention. 10 years ago, I did not need these. But I'm proud to be back. Thank you very much. We welcome the greatest hockey fans in the world. The 10th annual Blackhawks Convention. Before we begin, we'd like to welcome some very special guests to the stage for the singing of our national anthem. From Lisle, Illinois, United States Senior Airman Mitch Zerbicki. United States Army Veteran Sergeant Justin Dotson. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're not standing, please do kindly remove all hats. And to honor and join organist Frank Pellico and soloist Jim Cornelison for the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, oh, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Mid-season form. Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks, Frank. Big round of applause for Jimmy Cornelison. Before we begin introducing players, coaches, staff, and the great alumni of the Chicago Blackhawks, we'd like to take a moment to recognize two members of the Blackhawks family that we lost this past year. Bill White was a member of the Blackhawks from 1969 to 1976. The rugged defenseman scored 30 goals and had 149 assists while wearing a Blackhawks sweater. He was a six-time All-Star and helped the team to reach the playoffs in each of his 7 years with the Blackhawks. Kenny Warham. He spent 14 years in the National Hockey League, all right here for the Chicago Blackhawks. He was a member of the famed Scooter line with Stosh, the great Stan Mikita, and he won a Stanley Cup with the Blackhawks in 1961. Please pause for a few seconds for a moment of silence to recognize these two great Blackhawks. Thank you very much. As I mentioned earlier, Hawk fans, this is the 10th year that we've gotten together to celebrate the Chicago Blackhawks. The vision of President and CEO John McDonough, this is the 10th year it's been sold out. It's an amazing testament to the passion and dedication and to commitment of all of you here tonight and all of you watching on television. We've had some of the greatest players to ever wear the Blackhawks sweater on hand, as well as many of your favorite current players. So we hope you are ready to kick off this great weekend where fans, where you the fans, both young and old, players, the current ones and the old guys like me, and the entire management team of the Chicago Blackhawks. And we're here to celebrate the great game and the Chicago Blackhawks. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce this weekend's attendees. Let's meet the terrific front office management of your Chicago Blackhawks. To my right, your left, the outstanding assistant general manager, Normie McIver. The senior vice president of hockey operations, Al McIsaac. The outstanding general manager and senior vice president of your Chicago Blackhawks, Stan Bowman.
That's a nice recognition after the moves he made.
Executive vice president, Jay Blunk.
Still handsome, Jay Blunk.
The president and CEO of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mr. John McDonough.
We love John, but wait to hear this roar for Rocky.
And the chairman, Rocky Wirtz.
We say it a million times, but when you think about what he took over and what he turned it into, here goes the Rocky chant.
The chants of Rocky, Rocky.
At this time, we'd like to recognize the men and women in the Blackhawk front office, the entire staff who worked tirelessly all year long, not only for the convention, but everything that goes on for the Blackhawks 365 days a year. We'd like to recognize the entire staff of the Blackhawks. Thank you for your incredible work all year round. Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay, Hawk
Eddie
fans,
went to the glasses early, though,
the broadcaster. He's been doing radio calls for the Blackhawks for the last 11 years. Please say hello to Johnny Wyman.
Oh, he always tough to be the first out of the tunnel. There he is, John Weideman from WGN.
He played on the famous Clydesdales line back in the early 80s, one of the best two-way centers ever to play for the Chicago Blackhawks, a member of the broadcast team the last 17 years, the great Troy Murray.
Spent some quality time with Troy this morning.
He was a little timid at a talk show. He made me nervous.
A 15-year career, and now does a terrific job on WGN TV and CSN. Please say hello to Stevie Conroy.
Regular on Comcast SportsNet with our friend Pat Boyle. The ex-players, of course, wearing their sweaters and their numbers.
Post-game host.
How many guys that know more about hockey than Judd Zerrine?
This man needs no introduction, but since I'm his partner, he's going to get one. 30-plus years behind the mic of the Blackhawks. I'm proud to be his partner. I grew up listening to him. The great Pat Foley.
Sheldon, but I'm hearing he's one of the great brains in the game, and they could see him as a head coach someday.
And he's made a quick transition to the coaching ranks.
Yes. Always a fan favorite. Love Adam. And the only person that loves Adam more than this crowd is the mirror. The good-looking dude.
He's a good guy.
This guy spent 6 seasons with the Blackhawks, number 19, Kyle Calder.
Now we'll see what happens when Soup comes up next year. Back last year for about a fifth of the money he could have made elsewhere because he wanted to settle here.
A member of 2013 and 2015 Stanley Cup Championship, number 13, Carbaugh, Danny Curtis.
Wasn't with the Hawks long, but fans loved him because he was tough.
There's a theme here, guys coming back to the Blackhawks. He was another one who did.
With the Blackhawks, number 55, always good to see.
His body around a little bit on the ice.
Yeah,
two-time Stanley Cup winner, number 46, welcome back friends, Colin Frazier.
Hey, this is all the way back in 2010 when Colin Frazier won a cup, 7 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, one of us is old. I think it might be me.
This gentleman spent parts of 5 seasons with the Blackhawks, and he's a three-time Stanley Cup winner. Always good to see Jimmy.
Right.
Quickly do the math in your head. This gentleman played 3 seasons with the Blackhawks. He had 610 penalty minutes in 3 seasons. Number 23, Stu Gripson.
Stu Gripson.
He looks like such a nice guy, too.
Not on the ice.
For your Chicago Blackhawks. Always great to see Cliffy, number 20, Cliff Carl.
Cliff very active in the Blackhawks Alumni Association. They raise a lot of money.
An NHL veteran of 15 seasons and a 2013 Stanley Cup winner, number 22 Jammer, Jamal Mayers.
Jamal Mayers, another guy's done very well in front of the camera on Comcast Sportsnet. It's a nice shot.
A five-time All-Star, a four-time Stanley Cup winner. Please welcome number 14, Ab McDonald.
Five goals came in one period.
How about that? Mentioned to him, Bill Left was disappointed that he wasn't with Grant today at the convention.
Looks like the restraining order is holding no on Grant's
there
band.
61 Stanley Cup champion. Please welcome number 15, Eric Nestorenko.
Not a kid anymore, and he's getting around pretty well. Goes all the way back to 61.
Making his way, dancing a little bit. How about this?
How about that?
How
look
about
at that,
that walk.
He's a three-time All-Star who scored over 1,200 points in the NHL. Always great to see Bernie, number 92, Bernie Nichols. This gentleman played five seasons with the Blackhawks, and he was a member of the 1980 gold medal winning team for Team USA, the Miracle on Ice, number 5, Jack O'Callaghan.
He tells great stories, Steve, about that team in Lake Placid.
And some of them could be on the air.
Yes. A few.
Probably should remind folks, Dave, if they just turned the radio on, we're in the ballroom at the Hilton Chicago in a sea of red and black for the grand opening, or the opening ceremonies of the Blackhawks Convention.
Some of you may know this next gentleman. He played a maid in a TV commercial right here at the Hilton for the fine folks at Fresh Wave. Some of you know him as a left winger and a defenseman, but all of you know he was the 2016 NHL All-Star.
All-Star MVP, John Scott.
Hey, John, stay out of my room. This gentleman played eight seasons with the Blackhawks and a four-time NHL All-Star. Whitey, number 12, Pat Stapleton.
That's a nice mix of some veteran players, guys from the 60s, 70s, and then guys of more recent vintage.
And the big three yet to come right now.
A three-time All-Pro, a three-time President Trophy winner, and a six-time All-Star, a Hall of Famer, number 35, Tony Esposito.
Best ever wear a mask.
And always a ton of energy.
What a great storyteller. Jason from the Friday the 13th movies. Favorite goalie of all time. Did you know that?
Yes.
This gentleman ranks third all-time in Chicago Blackhawks history with 1,096 points. Hall of Famer number 18, Savoir Faire, Dennis Savard.
Is he going to go for the spinorama, Dave?
Let's see.
Taking
he's halfway down
the catwalk.
Yeah, he's going straight. One of the best guys in sports.
A 10-time first-team All-Pro and a 2-time Hart Memorial Trophy winner, number 9, the Golden Jet, Bobby Hull.
And we're blessed. It's nothing like sitting around watching a game with any of those three guys at the United Center.
Bobby doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't.
And now let's meet the 2017-18 Chicago Blackhawks coaching staff. Please welcome goaltending coach Jimmy Wade. New assistant coach from Downers Grove, Illinois, Donnie Granato. Please welcome the Chicago first-year assistant coach, Opie Holt Samuelson. Assistant coach, Kevin Denis.
Holt Samuelson and Kevin Denis were teammates, and they were teammates with Joel Klempel.
And the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, Coach Q.
Where does he rank in beloved Chicago coaches? I mean, he's not far behind Dick, is he?
Oh, not at all. He's won 3 championships, second all-time winningest coach in the sport, third all-time in playoff games coached, I believe.
Time to meet the players for the 2017-18 Chicago Blackhawks. Center iceman number 15, Artem Anisimov.
Get into the regular roster now. It's going to get really loud.
Forward number 39, Kyle Vaughn.
These are the kids, by the way. These are the kids who you may not see this season, but you'll see them soon.
A big Chicago welcome. Forward number 17, Lance Boma. Another welcome, forward number 74, Laurent Dolphin.
He was acquired along with Murphy in the Jalmerson deal.
That's right. Yeah, well done.
Here's your buddy from the other morning.
Number 12, Alex DeBrincat.
Hey, we're both impressed with this kid. He's 19 years old, but good talker. Seems like he got some cool in him.
He handled the questions about growing up a Red Wings fan very well.
Anton Forsberg.
Forsberg acquired from Columbus along with Brandon Saad, a backup goaltender.
Dave, we have a Forsberg and a Forsling.
Yes, we do. Gustav Forsling.
He figures to be in the mix this year.
I would agree with that.
Number 84, Alexander Fortin.
He was a guy really impressed last year in training camp, had to deal with some injuries this year, and has slowed it down a bit.
One of the hometown boys, number 38, Ryan Hartman.
Fans love Ryan Hartman. A year ago, outside of these people here, I don't know that you could have found him in a lineup. And I mean a criminal lineup. And he wasn't in
number
one day, just to be
John
clear.
Hayden. Yes.
John Hayden, another one of the young guys, made an impact last year. Here's another one, and another local guy.
Another hometown boy, number 48, Vinny Hinostroza. Number 13, Thomas Yurko.
case you couldn't hear, it's Patrick Kane.
He was on the show this morning, I mentioned. He is terrific with fans. He always has been from the moment he came up.
Big smile on his face. I think he genuinely enjoys it.
67, Tanner Carroll.
But it just so happens
that the taser comes in at the end, right where he belongs. Named captain at, what was it, 22 years old?
I believe that's right. And he will say a few words.
How are you doing, guys? Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a while. This doesn't get old. How about that, guys? How about another round for Sauter and Sharpie? They're back in town. We got a bunch of new faces and probably a list too long to go through right now, but I'll tell you what, I think we're all on the same page as far as being excited to be back here in Chicago, being amongst you guys, the fans, and it's a new chapter, it's a new start, and we're looking forward to this season. It's going to be a big one, and we're going to need you guys every step of the way. So let's get started, eh, guys? Let's have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny. And now here's a video.
So now they're going to go to the video screen, and we're going to wrap up our coverage here in the ballroom. But as usual, some great moments, memorable moments.
Loudest ovation, Sharpie?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was.
And maybe Saad a close second.
Saad was probably close second, although he was revving up the crowd, waving his arms. But that's all fair. That's okay. both those guys clearly enjoying the moment and really happy to be back.
So they're going to show a video recap of this past season, and my hope is the tape breaks when they get to Nashville, because these guys are raring to go, and every minute of every game will be on 720 WGN, including two trips to Vegas.
Yeah, how about that? Had an early visit, by the way, from the Columbus Blue Jackets for Brandon Saad to face his old team. He showed Ryan Hartman scoring his first goal last year, and some of the other guys, some of the big moments. Eight straight road victories last year. So,
we'll send it back to Rowan Anna. Is that the plan?
We're going to take a break, and coming up still, Rowan Anna are going to visit with Stan Bowman and Jay Blunt.
Great.
As they continue downstairs. But Steve, it's been fun. We'll do it again next year.
Yes, sir. Dave Enick, the best in the business, and we'll see you back on the radio Monday morning. If you're here at the convention and listening now or you're coming in, don't forget Dave's 9 a.m. wake-up call for the coaches' seminar in the morning.
Behind the Bench right here tomorrow morning, 9 to 10. Don't forget The Beat will be here tomorrow as well from 4 to 7. That's going to do it here from the International Ballroom, along with Steve Cochran.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm Dave Enick. Back to Roe and Anna after this.